Today on Gardening in a Minute, Swedish ivy. Popular and easy to grow, Swedish ivy is a wonderful houseplant for beginners. Swedish ivy produces trailing stems composed of glossy, rounded leaves with scalloped edges. It blooms often in late spring or early summer with white or pale mauve flowers on short spikes. After the flowers fade, pinch back stems to encourage the plant to develop new branches. Stem tip cuttings are easy to root and great for sharing. Swedish ivy can be grown in pots, but it's ideal for hanging baskets, allowing its cascading stems to trail over the sides. Locate your Swedish ivy near a window in bright indirect light. They'll grow in a wide variety of soils and growing conditions. Swedish ivy can be grown indoors year-round, or you can move it outdoors in the summer. For more information on Swedish ivy and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, strawberries. Strawberries are tasty fruits that should be planted in October or early November. The plants are very cold hardy and become full-sized by spring. Strawberries can be grown throughout the state and can be planted in the ground or grown in containers. Plants perform best in moist, well-drained soils. When choosing strawberries, choose only short-day varieties. These include Camarosa, Chandler, Festival, and Treasure. When you plant them, spread out the roots in a fan shape and leave the crown slightly above the ground and add a layer of mulch. Strawberries can produce berries from January through May. On very cold nights, you'll need to protect the blossoms by covering the plants with fabric covers. As a reward, you'll enjoy these tasty fruits fresh from the garden. For more information about strawberries and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, plants with berries. Flowers give gardens visual impact, but berries are also a unique way to add color and interest to your garden year-round. Many plants produce colorful berries in the fall and winter. Some of these plants include dogwood, holly, and beautyberry. Hollies and some other species only produce berries on female plants, so be sure to select plants that will yield fruit. Not all berries are edible, and some are toxic. It's important to know which plants are poisonous and to teach kids not to eat unknown berries. Wildlife, especially songbirds, are attracted to berries. Select varieties that will attract the animals that interest you. Add a few berry-producing plants to your garden, and you might find cardinals or blue jays setting up camp for the winter in your garden. For more information about plants with berries and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Kids Gardening Curricula. Kids can learn a lot about both themselves and the natural world from gardening. There's a variety of kids gardening curricula options that can help with planning your activities. Here are a few choices. The Junior Master Gardener program provides a series of curricula options which include Literature in the Garden, Wildlife Gardener, Nutrition from the Garden, and more. 4-H offers many fun ways to include hands-on gardening experiences. 4-H also incorporates contests such as plant identification to make learning fun. Ag in the Classroom works to incorporate agricultural concepts into traditional classroom activities. Pizza gardens, which teach geometry and fractions, are one of the fun activities you can find. All of these options include activities that can be adapted for the needs and interests of different groups. For more information about kids' gardening curricula, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pesticide safety. Pesticides can be useful for managing and repelling pests like insects, fungi, and weeds, but they may be potent chemicals and should be handled carefully. Store all pesticides out of reach of children in their original containers. Always consult the pesticide label and follow the instructions found there. Before applying pesticides, remove toys from the area and cover or move pet food and water dishes. Always wear waterproof, chemical-resistant gloves when handling pesticides to protect your skin from exposure to the chemicals. You may also want to don a long-sleeve shirt, pants, and safety goggles. Use the label as your guide. Change out of your clothes immediately after handling pesticides and wash them separately from the normal family laundry. Use caution and common sense when handling pesticides to keep everyone safe. For more information about pesticides, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.